stage of the Nixon Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief Quartet. Don Voorhees and the Fire Chief Band. Graham McNamara. And Edwin the Fire Chief. Well, Chief, what's the good word?
What's
the good word?
Money, Graham. Money is the good word, Graham.
I caught you at last, Chief.
You
did? Yeah, I heard you bought a second-hand car. I knew I'd get you to ride an automobile.
Oh, I admit I bought a second-hand car, Graham.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it to ride in. No, I used it for a vibrator, Graham. I always stick to horses, Graham, always.
Why, Chief, horses are a thing of the past.
Yeah?
If you look all over the land, where would you find an old cab horse?
Oh, the old cab horses, Graham?
Yes, exactly.
You don't go to the races, do you, Graham?
No, I don't, Chief. No. Are you still at it?
Oh, yes, Graham. Only yesterday I bet my shirt on a horse.
You bet your shirt on him? I hope he ran fast.
Oh, I'll say he ran,
Graham. I left the pins in the shirt, you know.
Well, Chief, did your uncle go down to the track with you?
Oh, no, Graham. My uncle couldn't stand the excitement.
Oh?
The doctor ordered a complete rest for my uncle. The doctor said that he must not be disturbed.
I'm sorry to hear that, Chief. Where is he, at home?
No, I just told you he must be very quiet, Graham.
Well?
The doctor insisted he must not be disturbed. So I set him up in business.
Chief,
yes?
Tell him to be optimistic. Someday his ship will come in.
Well, that's the same thing, Graham. He's only been in business a week. And his ship has already come in.
It has? His ship is in already?
Oh, yes, Graham. His ship is in. It's a receiver ship.
Chief, you know, I thought something was wrong with your uncle. The last time I saw him, he was leading a cow down Broadway.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he was leading the cow down Broadway, Graham.
You know why?
No, why? Tell me.
Excuse me for being hysterical. It strikes me so funny.
What is it, Chief?
He was taking the cow down Broadway. He was going to the theater to see Green Pastures.
Well, Chief, that stops me. Yeah. What's the music?
Well, Graham, talking about the music, we're also talking about horses and cows.
Yeah?
So we'll play the new Milkman's horse song. The name of it is Gee, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
The eggs are fresh, Graham.
Good.
The chicken doesn't even know I've got them yet. The dog you brought in tonight, is that from the farm, too, Chief?
Oh, yes, Graham. That's a great Dane.
A great Dane, Chief. He looks more like a dachshund to me.
Well, he feels awfully low tonight, Graham. That's why.
You know, Chief, I have a dog so small you can put him in your pocket.
No.
And it's worth $3,000.
Wait, $3,000?
Yeah, my goodness. How could a little dog like that save up so much money?
Graham.
I've got to get up to your farm someday, Chief, and look at all your pets.
Oh, you'll love them, Graham. I've got one cow that I expect to bring me a lot of money.
That's so, Chief? Yes.
Oh, indeed, yes. He's engaged to Bull Montana.
Chief, are you making any money on your farm?
Oh, I tell you, I'm going to make money. I'm going in the dairy business, Graham.
Good.
The fellow on the next farm to me made a fortune out of cheese, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll tell you about him. He's a mouth-to-mouth canvasser, you know. He sells cheese to rats, you know. That's what he does.
That's enough for me.
Yeah.
What's the music?
Well, speaking of mouth-to-mouth canvas, and now that Mickey Mouse is running for president, Graham,
yeah,
we'll play Mickey Mouse's campaign song.
What is it?
The name of it is Free Cheese for the Red, White, and Blue.
It is to say yes when your serviceman asks permission to drain off summer-worn oil. The maker of your car has stressed the need for changing to the correct grade of motor oil for fall and winter driving.
I see.
It's in your instruction book.
Yeah.
A crankcase full of the correct grade of technical crack-proof motor oil means your car will be properly protected during cold weather.
Oh, you're talking of putting things in automobiles, Graham.
Yep.
My uncle put so many people in this car last Sunday that a woman stopped him. What do you think she said?
What? What'd she say, Chief?
She said if that car was a horse, I'd report you to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Well, Chief, there is such a thing as cruelty to automobiles.
How?
For instance, leaving dirty, thinned-out, summer-worn oil in the crankcase. That's really dangerous. Such an oil no longer has the body to ensure real protection to the engine.
I see.
It belongs anywhere but in the crankcase. That's why every car owner should say yes.
Oh, you can talk all you want, Graham. You'll never get my uncle. I don't think he'll buy any motor oil for quite a while.
Why not, Chief? I saw your uncle's car. She's a little beauty.
Oh, well, she was a beauty.
What?
She was a beauty, Graham.
Yeah?
But he slipped her gears. You ought to see her now. She's a toothless old hack, Graham.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet, Graham. Tonight's opera, Graham, is Dorothy Vernon of Haddon Hall.
Oh, that's fine. You must have read the book when you were younger, Graham.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll explain it to you. When Dorothy was born, her ears were so big, Graham, that her parents had to wait 10 years to find out if she would walk or fly. It seems that Dorothy had many sweethearts in her time. Oh, lots of old sweethearts. But now she is giving them up for her new love, a young boy.
Oh, lovely.
And as the curtain rises on the opera, Graham,
yeah,
we find her trying to figure out what to do with her old blade. No! She starts to dress to meet her new love. She calls her Chinese butler to room. The Chinese butler's name is Wong. W-O-N-G, Wong. She says, "How do I look?" And that's where Wong sings that beautiful song. He thinks, "I may be Wong, but I think you're wonderful." What do you think of that one, Graham?
That's marvelous.
Oh, wait, you have paid a thing yet.
Go ahead, Steve.
She says, "Wong, I am in love again, and I look to the stars to tell my fortune. Now, I know all about Venus and Mars, but do you know anything about the great star Nebula?" And what do you think Wong says?
What do you think?
Wong says, "All I know is a nebula day keeps the doctor away."
Wait a minute. I like it.
Go on. So Dorothy says, "Well, I am having company tonight. Do you know any good parlor games?" And the butler says, "Why not?" The butler says, "Why not get a set of lemons and some seltzer and play a game of gin?" And then the butler says, "And as you're playing the game, I'll turn on the phonograph and we'll have them play that new drinking song. The name of it is Noses Are Blooming in Bacardi." So, at this moment, Graham, the hero entered.
Yes.
The hero was so bow-legged, Graham, that when he walks into the room, he rubs the paper off the wall. And he's smoking a Mason and Dixon cigar.
What's that?
Don't you know what a Mason and Dixon cigar is?
No.
Well, when you smoke one in the north, you can smell it in the south. Anyhow, the hero kisses Dorothy. And as he kisses her, she says, "What is wrong with you, dear? Don't you love me? You always keep your eyes open when you kiss me." And the hero says, "That's because I like to look before I lift." Play that, Don. The Englishman is so narrow-minded, Graham, that he used a monocle for a pair of spectacles. His feet are very, very large, you know. In fact, his feet are so big that when he leaves home at 2:30, his feet don't get out of the house till 2:45. And besides that, he is a stock salesman, Graham.
Yeah?
And he knows all about bus people. So, Dorothy invites her two sweethearts to dinner. At dinner, the Englishman says, "I have an uncle who is an antiquarian." The American says, "An antiquarian? In America, that's what we keep fish in." So to stop her two lovers from fighting, she says to the Englishman, "Do you like potatoes?" And he says, "I lionize them." And Dorothy, anxious to please the new lover, She saved some lionized potatoes.
But now, wait a minute.
Yeah. She then saves the chicken. The Englishman gets the white meat, and the American says to Darcy and says, that's not fair. He's getting all the breast of it. No! Darcy said to the Englishman, why were you so late? And the Englishman said, well, it's an old family custom. My father was in his bath, and I was washing his back. And the American says, ah, still sponging off the old man.
Wait a minute.
The Englishman jumps up and says, I've been insulted. I'm going to get in my town car and go home. And the American says, have you a town car? And the Englishman said, I have three town cars. American says, yes, I know them. Uptown, downtown, and crosstown. Now, we have to leave out the music because it's very interesting.
But the third act, Steve.
The third act finds Dorothy married to the American boy.
Good.
They engage the Takis butler. They want to be richy, you know.
Sure.
The Takis, very fat. His name is Mustafa Bey. And his last name is Window. Mustafa Bey Window, you see? You can tell he is Takis because he's always slamming doors. I thought that was right.
Excellent.
Well, anyhow, Dorothy cannot stand him as he is always eating Takis candy. She says, you are discharged, Mustafa. You are always eating candy in the presence of my company. And the Takis says, very well. Now, listen, Graham. All right, if you discharge me for eating candy, I will leave immediately. Give me Mahatma Gandhi and gloves.
Wait a minute.
No! At that moment, the husband comes in. He has a little monkey in his arm. He says, Dorothy, I have brought you a little pet, a little female monkey. She says, oh, a monkey wench. Well, she says to her husband, she says, you look worried, dear. And he says, I am worried. I lost a quart bottle of liquor on the train. And she says, was it turned into the lost and found department? And he says, no, but the fellow that found it was. Well, anyhow, it seems that the couple are blessed with a little baby.
That's nice.
3 days after the baby is born, the mother says, I gave the baby some chicken by mistake, and it disagreed with him. And the father says, croquette. And the mother says, no, but he's awful sick. Well, they rush into the baby's room, only to find that the child has a temperature of 108. What do you think they do?
What do they do to him?
They put the baby in the cellar to heat the house. No! They send for their family physician. His name is Dr. Fuller. The next day, the wife says, dear, Dr. Fuller was here, and the baby kept staring at the doctor. And Dr. Fuller thinks the baby is gaining weight. And the husband says, well, that's because the baby looks fuller in the face. Anyhow, that night, the baby cries. And the mother says, dear, sing the baby to sleep with a horseshoe song. And the husband does. He sings the horseshoe song. You know the name of it, Graham?
No.
The name of it is Horseshoe by Baby on the Treetop. Play that, Don. And one of them said, wait, you hear this? This is so ridiculous to me. One of them said, throw the pig skin.
What do you do?
Well, the farmer who did nothing by halves, you know, he threw the whole pig at him. What do you think of that?
Well, football's very popular, Chief.
That's why I meant it.
Every Saturday, thousands upon thousands of people drive to football games.
Yes, they do.
And do you know what most of them do before they start the game, Chief?
I should say I do, Graham.
What is it?
They fill up their flask with that new chicken whiskey, you know. One drink and there you lay. I know it, Graham.
Well, I don't know about that, Chief.
No.
But I do know that thousands of them start off by filling up with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. The quick-starting gasoline that was developed for fire engines, now available to all motorists at no extra price.
I know you'd get in.
They like to feel that surging fire engine power, Chief, that flashing speed, just as much as they enjoy power and speed on the gridiron.
Oh, well, speaking of gridirons, I even saw some girls playing football, Graham.
You did? That should have been interesting, Chief.
Oh, it was, Graham. The girls looked awfully cute in their padded step-ins, Graham.
And those same motorists, Chief, are always stopping at Texaco stations for crack-proof Texaco motor oil.
That's right.
The ideal driving mate for Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. Both are available in all our 48 states.
I see. They are, eh?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to the game, Sam, but I'm going on my horse.
Oh, horse. No horse for me, Chief.
Why?
I saw you on your horse the other day, and boy, was he bucking.
That shows what you know about a horse that's Graham.
Yeah?
He wasn't bucking. You don't call that bucking.
What is he doing?
When you saw him, he was only coughing.
He'll marry me tomorrow if I bob my hair. What shall I do?
Sign Crowning Glory.
Dear Crowning Glory, as your friend's name is Apple, and he wants you to bob your hair, do not do it tomorrow. You wait till Halloween. That is the best time to bob for Apple.
Oh, geez, here's one from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit? Yeah. I'm playing my show there next week, Graham.
Yep, I know it. We'll all be with you.
All right.
Dear Chief, you think there is a noticeable difference between a modern young girl and an old maid? If so, what is the difference?
Signed In Between. Dear In Between. The difference is
simple. Go ahead, Graham. Chief, here's one. Oh, here's a good one. Here's one from Paoli, Pennsylvania.
Paoli?
Yeah. Dear Chief, I'm a boy 9 years old. The spelling teacher gave me a new word. Hoax. H-O-A-X.
Oh.
How shall I use this word in a sentence? Signed A Regular Fella.
Dear Regular Fella. I'm surprised that you never heard the famous expression with the word hoax in it. Here it is. From little acorns grow mighty hoax.
Well,
don't eat that boy.
Here's one from Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Cedar Grove?
Mm-hmm. Dear Chief, I am troubled with insomnia. I have tried a day bed, twin bed, a double bed, and a folding bed, and cannot sleep. Could you suggest any kind of a bed in which I could get some sleep? Signed, Up Too Long.
Up Too Long, it sounds like a child's Graham. Dear Up Too Long, it seems to me you've tried all makes of beds except one. You get in the revolving bed, you'll sleep like a top.
Oh, yes. Chief, here's one from Chester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
Dear Chief, philosophers say when a man is successful, he is immediately surrounded by parasites. As this is a word I do not understand, will you please give me the best definition of a parasite? Signed, Knowledge Seeker.
Oh, he picked out a great one, Graham.
Yep.
Dear Knowledge Seeker, I'll explain to you exactly what a parasite is, you see. A parasite is a man who goes through a revolving door on your push.
Way out west.
West?
Yep, way out west in Billings, Montana.
Billings?
Yeah. Dear Chief, as you probably know more about horses than any man in America, maybe you can help me with this problem.
What is it?
My horse won't run. I was told to put a carrot in front of his face, and he would run. What do you think of that? Signed, Barney Google.
Oh, someone's kidding. Dear Barney Google, you should know better than to put a carrot in front of his face. You must remember the old Irish saying, never put the carrot before the horse.
She was a pillow, a garden father, and San Francisco has her in a world.
Texas Company presents over Coast to Coast Network, Ed Wynn, the Fire Chief, supported by a cast of more than 50 artists, including Don Voorhees, the Fire Chief Quartet, and Graham McNamee. Louis A. Witten, speaking for the Texas Company, extends its invitation for next Tuesday at the same hour. Again speaking for the Texas Company, may I remind all car owners that now is the time to have summer-worn oil drained off and the crankcase refilled with the correct grade of motor oil for cold-weather driving. When your serviceman asks permission to do this, say yes. Don't wait until the gritty, thinned-out summer oil has actually caused damage to your engine. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. The Texaco Fire Chief program came to you from Pittsburgh over the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company.
WDAF, New York.